Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. But with a great nation, it's also a sour and angry nation, at least according to a big new poll from the National Opinion Research Center. What does that mean exactly? Well, they draw the conclusion. It means that the Democrats have very, very difficult time looking forward to actually holding the Senate, holding the House of Representatives, avoiding a tidal wave election in favor of Republicans, and that means generally in favor of conservatives. So what exactly is this election going to turn on? And there's also the big new election coming up in France, and they do it quickly. They just have their primary, their original round, and it's a very clear choice in France. Some American conservatives may lean toward Marine Le Pen, who is the right-wing candidate. She's described as a far-right candidate. She's been certainly closer to President Trump and much closer to President Putin. Does that have some kind of impact on the United States, the way that election goes? We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the current upsurge in truly sickening terror incidents in Israel. What is going on with that, and what is going on with the so-called secret war between the wars, as they put it, with some 400 Israeli attacks on Iranian resources, mostly in Syria. 400 attacks just in the last couple of years. We'll be speaking with the former Israeli ambassador to the United States, Michael Oren, coming up. We'll also be speaking to a former aide to President Trump who has gotten together with other former aides to President Trump. And they're concerned about the fact that there are so many conservatives who are saying stupid things in support of Vladimir Putin. Why would that be right? We will be speaking with that commentator who wrote a powerful piece in the Wall Street Journal today. We'll also be speaking with Ralph Peters about the whole direction of diplomacy in the world. And is this war in Ukraine going to end up with any kind of satisfactory conclusion? Ralph Peters has been writing about Vladimir Putin and the dangers of Vladimir Putin for a long, long time. And then there's also a very powerful piece, and it's the kind of thing that I think everybody knew instinctively, but you haven't had too much proof of it before. I'm talking about the link between homeless encampments and crime and how much it is right here in Seattle, how obvious it is that the bigger the homeless encampments, the more people who live there, the more dangerous crime, particularly violent crime, that you have to experience. So what do? We will get to that issue as well on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. If you have anything to say about all of this, first of all, let's just go to the new CBS poll and then this big piece in Politico based on a big series of polls that have been done by people who actually track attitudes toward the economy and who say that they can see the trouble is coming. According to the new poll, 68% of Americans say the country is heading on the wrong track. That's under Biden. They cite rampant inflation and gas prices that have been soaring. That, according to a new Dyer poll for the White House. It shows a new poll finds most Americans think the country's on the wrong track. Asked about the state of the nation, 32% said we were headed in the right direction, 68% said the wrong way in a new Morning Consult poll. Numbers are a troubling sign for Democrats and President Joe Biden. They report headed into November's midterm election. Poll after poll has shown Americans' frustration with high prices and inflation. Numbers show they blame Biden and his administration. Biden, in a speech on Monday, blamed COVID and Putin for the invasion of Ukraine. Okay, the piece in Politico, which is even more devastating, says the professionals who track American attitudes toward the economy say they can see the trouble coming. Angry voters slammed by higher prices and scarred by 2 years of fighting the pandemic are poised to punish Democrats in midterm elections, according to some of the leading experts in consumer sentiment and behavior. And with inflation persisting and Russia's war on Ukraine stoking uncertainty, there are indications that public sentiment is getting worse, not better, posing a growing threat to Democrats' already slim chances of holding on to Congress, they say. The widely watched University of Michigan Consumer Confidence Survey recently touched its lowest level in almost 11 years. Think about that. Almost 11 years, you're going back to the early days of the Biden of the Obama administration. It's a long time. A survey by the Associated Press, NORC, National Opinion Research Center for Public Affairs Research, showed that almost 70% of Americans think the economy is in poor shape. And 81% of those in a poll released by CNBC see a recession coming this year. Gallup found the share of Americans citing inflation as the top issue is now at its highest level since the 1980s. Now, what's bizarre about all of this is what the Biden administration says, what are you talking about? We got a great economy. We've got a very high growth rate. The unemployment rate is below 4%. It's historically low. Canada just set a record in a decline in unemployment with a very low, they have a higher unemployment rate than we do, but not much higher, and moving in the right direction. Clearly, there's a labor shortage right now. A lot of people are choosing not to work for whatever reason. And the fascinating thing is that if you ask people objectively what's most important in the economy, inflation or unemployment, most people say unemployment. Because, okay, one can adjust to inflation. It's terrible. It costs money, but it hits everybody. And most people do have jobs. Though, obviously, if you don't get a job or if you're unemployed, it's far more devastating to you than paying extra money for gas. The difficulty with the inflation, it seems to me, is that you have so many people who experience it directly. It's not an abstraction. It's something that everybody feels. Richard Curtin, who's a veteran economist who's run the University of Michigan Consumer Survey since 1976, said the big run-up in gas and food and home prices has really caused great hardship for many households. And the Biden administration made a critical error in saying it would be transient and people should just tough it out. It wasn't transient. It isn't transient. A lot of people couldn't just tough it out, and it caused a big loss of confidence in Joe Biden's policies. And look, he could say, well, our policies have all been blocked by the Republicans in Congress. They can say all sorts of things. The difficulty is that the President of the United States has not inspired any confidence that he is on top of this. I think he's making a big mistake today. He's doing a big day on the gun issue and the issue of ghost guns and appointing a new director to the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. And, okay, it's trying to change the subject. Basically, if Joe Biden actually wants his party to survive in Congress of the United States and with control of Congress, it's the economy, stupid. We will get to more on that. We'll also be talking with Michael Oren, former Israeli ambassador, about the explosion of recent terror incidents in Israel. How bad is it? We'll get to that and much more on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, President Trump did make a big decision politically on the very hotly contested Pennsylvania primary. Pennsylvania has an open Senate seat because Pat Toomey, who's been just a terrific senator, and I think he's been one of the finest people in the U.S. Senate for his couple of terms, and it's a shame that he's gone away, but he is. And there's a furious primary on the Democratic side between a complete cuckoo named John Fetterman, who is the lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. I remember he's that guy around Groundhog Day. He was showing off because he wears shorts all the time. He's 6'8", and he's bald, and he has earrings and tattoos everywhere and a little beard, a goatee. And shaved bald head. Yeah, you got the guy. And he's running on the Democratic side, and he's a kind of a Bernie bro, and he's running as a more moderate Democrat named Connor Lamb. You may remember he's from the western part of the state, more conservative part of the state. And then on the Republican side, they have a Bridgewater Associates CEO, David McCormick, who has become a pretty big supporter of Trump. President Trump did not endorse David McCormick, the former corporate head. He endorsed Dr. Mehmet Oz, the TV doctor. And Trump announced it speaking at a rally in North Carolina. Isn't that interesting? Because it used to be for the first series of rallies that President Trump was doing after he left the White House, there was really a lot of attention. People were waiting to see. Had you even heard about the Trump rally in North Carolina? I mean, was that something that was on your mind at all? And even Trump said that women in particular are drawn to Dr. Oz because of his medical advice and counsel. And his president said, I have seen this many times over the years. They know him, they believe in him, and they trust him. Likewise, he will do very well in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, where other candidates will just not be accepted. I'm not sure what he means. Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, also in the Pennsylvania Senate race, that's the Democrat running ahead right now and the likely Democratic nominee and a beatable nominee, somebody who either Dr. Oz or David McCormick, whoever wins the Republican primary, should be able to beat. But Fetterman has been criticized by his rivals for a 2013 incident in which he confronted an unarmed black jogger with a gun. Black Pennsylvanians have bigger concerns. Many have felt overlooked by Democrats, apart from State Representative Malcolm Kenyatta, who has failed to gain as much traction as his white opponents. Malcolm Kenyatta is from a very famous Philadelphia political family, Democratic political family, and he's also openly gay, and which might not be an advantage in the more conservative parts of the state. But we will see that primary coming up. Meanwhile, one of the things that's surprising about all these polls, and I wonder if that's permanent or whether that changes back. What I'm mentioning here is that particularly that new CBS poll today, by far people think inflation is the biggest issue in the country. And they think it's a bigger issue than the war in Ukraine. And that's hard to imagine when you look at the levels of death and horror and the bombing of that train platform for people who were killed. I think the total is 57 now, who were killed by a rocket that had written on it in Russian for the children. They're trying to highlight the fact that they are committing war crimes and atrocities. And in terms of the way that we live, in terms of the way the economy goes, in terms of our availability to get various supply chain bugs hammered out, which impacts the way that Americans live our lives. I think everybody has been feeling that. The idea that the war is less important than inflation. Again, inflation hits every single American. You feel it every time you get gas or every time you go to the market. And that is a very, very big deal. And what do you do about it? The one thing is, what do you do about the war? And the one thing we have to do is be more like Boris Johnson and a little bit less like Joe Biden. Boris Johnson went to Kyiv, and you probably saw some of the imagery of him walking with President Zelensky. The prime minister is a bigger guy, and it was pretty bold. And there he was in Kyiv, and he had this to say about the Ukrainians, who he is trying to support unequivocally, and God bless him for that. This is Prime Minister of Britain, Boris Johnson, clip three.
I was here just a few weeks ago, and we were in another room, I think, in your palace. The defense intelligence that we had suggested that the Russians believed that Ukraine could be engulfed in a matter of days and that Kiev would fall in hours to their armies, and how wrong they were. And I think that the Ukrainians have shown the courage of a lion, that you, Volodymyr, have given the roar of that lion. And I thank you for what you've been able to do. I think your leadership has been extraordinary.
It's a wonderful thing. And it is moving. And the imagery of the two leaders, the leader of the United Kingdom and the leader of the nation of Ukraine, showing them walking down the street. They're not surrounded by guards. They're walking down the street in unconquered Kyiv. And they're both looking determined. And by the way, Boris, both men are great admirers of Winston Churchill. Boris Johnson has written a couple of books about Churchill, and he's a very much obsessed, and I think that he's trying to see if some of Vladimir's Churchillian qualities could rub off. And certainly that's also needed elsewhere in the world. In the Middle East right now, the new government of Israel, which is the first non-Bibi Netanyahu government in many, many years, that government is struggling with an upsurge in terrorism. Now, people know it's about the, quote, holy month of Ramadan. But what else is causing that? And what about the demanded change in Israel's current policy toward Palestinians, which means improving Palestinian lives, but not putting emphasis on negotiations? Is that going to change? We'll be speaking of former Israeli ambassador to the U.S., Michael Oren.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new report shows drivers in Alabama are feeling the most pain at the pump. According to Finance Buzz, they're spending over 5% of their take-home pay on fuel, the highest percentage in the country. Nationwide, the average driver is shelling out over 2% of their monthly income, with truck and SUV drivers paying more than 3%. The Biden administration is announcing new plans to lessen the burden of medical debt for Americans. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says medical debt is a health issue, not just a financial one.
Studies have found that Americans with medical debt are more likely to avoid seeking additional medical care than those without debt.
She says the Biden administration is going to hold debt collectors and medical providers accountable for harmful practices. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Declared war with Tehran. Israeli leader. Syria has hampered Iran's military ambitions, military analysts say, but it is also.
On the Michael Medved Show, it's an honor always to welcome another Michael, Dr. Michael Oren, about the forthcoming Iran deal return, the undeclared war between Iran and Israel, and the current wave of terrorist incidents. Thank God none of them appear to be coordinated. But it's all deeply worrying. Michael Oren served as Israel's ambassador to the United States for 4 very eventful years, mostly during the Obama administration. And as ambassador, he was instrumental in securing U.S. support for Israel's defense and upholding Israel's rights to security and peace. And Michael, I'm very, very glad to be speaking to you at a time when there are so many questions. The first one would be, are people generally aware of this very serious undeclared war between Israel and Iran and the strikes back and forth that are going on so constantly?
First of all, it's always great to be with you, Michael. Thank you for having me on. Yeah, Israelis are aware of it. Our armed forces, the Israel Defense Forces, are operating pretty much nightly against Iranian targets in Syria. The Iranians are trying to transform Syria into a battle state against us, to drag Syria into war against us, and we are determined to preventing that. Iran is also the world's largest state sponsor of terror, and they sponsor terrorist attacks against us. They back Hamas, they back Hezbollah. they back Islamic Jihad, all of which are determined to destroy this country. So we're profoundly aware of the Iranian threat.
But the nature of these attacks, what have been the targets? I know the Wall Street Journal covered today that there have been 400 attacks, and I think that was confirmed by the defense minister, Benny Gantz. What are the targets that are being hit?
Israeli civilians. They're out to kill. And it's the month of Ramadan, and there's a lot of radicalization going on. Most of these are lone wolf attacks. As you said earlier, they're not coordinated, which makes them very difficult to prevent, as long as there's a big structure that's supporting these attacks. And we've had periodic, and we deal with them. And 400 attacks haven't occurred, Michael. Our security forces have foiled 400 attacks. We've had three major attacks in the last week. All told, about 14 Israelis have been killed. One of the first was killed from the house, quite a loud firefight at 5:30 in the morning. And, you know, we defend ourselves, we defend our country the best we can against Islamic radical terrorists, which they are.
And what one of the things that struck me, and it occurred right after that meeting with Foreign Minister Yair Lapid and the foreign ministers of Egypt and Morocco and Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates, there was one of those attacks, and it was denounced by pretty much everybody in the Arab world who had something to say about it. Including people in the Palestinian Authority. Of course, Hamas described even these murders of civilians and stabbing people and ramming them with cars and shooting them at random in bars. That's been described by Hamas as a heroic operation. But other than Hamas, has it been surprising at all that the Palestinian Authority, the Palestinian Muslims who are part of the Israeli cabinet right now, all condemned the random terror attacks?
Yeah, well, Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, was pressured into condemning it. That was widely reported in the Israeli press. But it was extraordinary that the four Arab foreign ministers who convened in the summit in the Negev 2 weeks ago all came out and condemned it. The Secretary of State, Tom Blinken, also condemned it. He mentioned in the same breath what he called settler violence, which didn't play as well here, type of sort of a moral equivalency moment, which no one appreciated. It is important. It's a watershed. Now, having said that, you know, in the town of Jenin, which was the hometown of the terrorists who struck in Tel Aviv the other night, there were celebrations over the fact that he killed three innocent Israelis, including his father, who gave a big speech praising his son for being a martyr.
Now, does that father get paid by Hamas or something like that?
Well, the worst cutback is they get paid by the Palestinian Authority. They have a pay-for-slay policy that if you are killed in the process of killing Israeli civilians, the Palestinian Authority will pay your family a stipend if you get to prison. Not only would they pay you a stipend in prison, but they'll build a house for you if you can never come out, and put away savings for you. And the United States government, certainly under the Trump administration, was very adamant in cutting off aid to the Palestinian Authority as long as they were supporting terror with that money. Part of that funding has been resumed by the Biden administration, with the caveat that money should not go for pay for slay. But, you know, it's very difficult to keep track of this money. You know, you give the Palestinian Authority $10 million, go figure out whether $9 million of that is not going to pay for terrorists in jail. This is simply, you know, terrorism for pay, and it's got to stop.
Something else that some people are saying has to start. There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal reported by a number of Wall Street Journal reporters about Israel, at least people raising questions about changing the current policy toward Palestinians and returning to the idea of urgent negotiations rather than simply trying to cooperate with Palestinians where you can to avoid terror and to make the details of daily life a little bit better. Do you believe that there will be a push coming up for renewed negotiation?
I don't. I don't for two very cardinal reasons. One, there's no Palestinian interlocutor right now. Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, is in his mid-80s. He's a three-pack-a-day guy. He's in and out of hospitals. It's not clear who's actually running the Palestinian Authority in that way. And there's going to be a huge battle for succession because he actually hasn't appointed a successor. And I think everyone's going to have to wait and see who's actually going to lead the Palestinians in the future. On our side, our government is in crisis. Right now, there's an impossible situation in Knesset. Up to 120 members of Knesset, 60 are in the opposition, 60 are in the coalition. That's a prescription for total paralysis. And Israel may be heading to elections. So the basic wherewithal of a peace process does not exist right now, either on the Palestinian side or on the Israeli side.
And the elections would see, I mean, right now, the former prime minister is leader of the opposition formally, right?
And by far the most popular politician in Israel. But in the past, Benjamin Netanyahu has not been able to put together a coalition, not because he lacks sort of ideological allies, but because there are a lot of people who have had some personal dealings with him that have been unsuccessful. Let's say that it's an euphemism. And so there are heads of right-wing parties like Naftali Bennett, like Gideon Saar, who simply won't sit in government run by Benjamin Netanyahu. And that's a big handicap. I personally think if we go to elections, the result will again be sort of a stalemate. And remember, we had a number of elections over the course of 2019, 2021. And I fear that type of stalemate because Israel is facing huge challenges. You've mentioned the Iran deal. You've mentioned terror. There's also the Ukraine situation, which poses multiple challenges for the state of Israel.
Can you hang on for a moment? Michael, can you hang on for a moment? And I would like very much to continue to talk about that Ukraine situation and Israel. With Michael Oren, a great scholar, great writer. He has a new upcoming book called The Swan's War. We'll find out about that, too, on The Medved Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A few minutes more with Dr. Michael Oren. Michael was a remarkably effective ambassador from Israel to the United States. Also is a preeminent scholar. His book about the Six-Day War, his book about the long history of American association, an American Christian association with the State of Israel, with the Holy Land, before there was a State of Israel. That book is remarkable, and there's a new book, which is a novel, I believe. It's called Swan's War. Just a moment, what's the book's focus?
No, Swan's War is a departure for me. I do write fiction as well as nonfiction. I had 2 books published last year. It was a collection of short stories called The Night Archer, a novel, mm-hmm. To All Who Call on Truth, which was set in a suburban Jewish community in 1972. Swan's War is a departure for me. It's about Mary Beth Swan, an Irish Boston cop who marries the police captain of a small Massachusetts island in 1944. And her husband goes off to war and leaves her basically as the captain of this island, and she has to all of a sudden deal with a serial killer. So it's a very different type of book. It's a whodunit historical novel set in World War II.
Congratulations. I don't know how you managed to be so productive. But speaking of productive, right now, Israel keeps coming up as one of those countries that would be potentially providing a security guarantee. Apparently, President Zelensky of Ukraine wants Israel to be part of that process. And yet there are a lot of people, and a lot of people here in the States, who are sort of surprised at the Israeli attempt to keep relations with both sides, not to be too dramatically in favor of the Ukrainians who are fighting for their nation's very existence. How do you feel, and how do you explain Israel trying to walk down the middle of the aisle here?
Well, I got to put my cards on the table, Michael. From the very outset of this conflict, I have been critical of Israel's position. I understand it. There's a great reluctance to get into a fractions relationship with the Russian troops who are in Syria. Remember, we mentioned earlier that our forces have to operate in Syria against Iranian targets. there are about 4,000 Soviet troops, the Freudian, the Russian troops in Syria, several government warplanes, and we need to coordinate with the Russians in order to strike at Iran and Syria. There is concern for the fate of 800,000 Russian Jews, 200,000 Ukrainian Jews, and there's a great cultural affinity. About between one out of every seven, one out of every five Israelis speak Russian. And we've always had very close relations and open relations with Putin, even though he sells some of the world's most dangerous weapons to some of our worst enemies, and both against us in the UN. But when I was in Washington, White House officials were already asking me, what does Putin think? Because we always had better relationship with Putin than the White House did. Now, that's what the government says. I take issue with it, very strong issue with it. First of all, on diplomatic level, we have to keep our eye on the ball. And the eye of the ball is the Iran nuclear deal. And we have friends, and we've been criticized by some of our best friends in the Senate, like Lindsey Graham, because of our neutrality. And what are we getting for being neutral? Nothing, really. Israel is not playing a key role. Key roles are being played by Turkey, by France. And so the picture of our prime minister being the only democratically elected pro-Western governor, official to shake hands with Vladimir Putin, who's a war criminal, is not, I think, redounding to our benefit. But there's also a moral issue. We're not just any state. We are the Jewish and democratic state. And for the Jewish and democratic state to sit by idly while a fellow democracy is fighting for its freedom, and often with Molotov cocktails and small arms, and it's a resistance that's being led by a proud pro-Israel Jew, Vladimir Zelensky, I think that's not sustainable. I don't think it can accord with our identity as this Jewish and democratic state.
Listen, that's about actually refreshing to hear. My brother, who I know you know,
I had dinner with him tonight. Yes, loving that.
Well, terrific. See, this is
Haverim
Kol Yisrael. We're all connected. But the point that I was going to make is that there does appear to be strong public opinion support, is there not? I mean, there's not a lot of pro-Putin sentiment in Israel?
No. What there is sort of a national memory of Ukraine being the, you know, what we learned, the most anti-Semitic states in Europe. Ukraine has collaboration with the Nazis, going back, you know, to the 15th century, great massacres of Jews there. My own grandparents fled the Ukraine, fled the pogrom. They told me the story about the Cossacks coming through their shtetl. So, you know, just that memory. But I think it's not just about what Ukraine is. It's also about who we are. And we have to look ourselves in the mirror. Say, we don't, you know, we're not just any state. There's a reason why we're here and in this land, and we have created this state. And we have to live up to those ideals, I strongly believe.
I'm very relieved to hear that. What about working with the Biden administration, maybe to stop this headlong rush to reestablish a terrible deal with Iran that would help facilitate their nuclear program? What's that?
Well, it has us baffled, to tell you the truth. You know, the original Iran nuclear deal of 2015 was sort of based on three assumptions. One, that the Iranians, if they were properly engaged, would become, quote-unquote, a reasonable regional power. The second one, that the deal would somehow block Iran's path to the bomb. And the third was, you know, rather cynically, we can kick the can down the road and let some other administration deal with this. Of the three, there's only one that really remains. No one believes that Iran's ever going to be a responsible regional power. Nobody in the Biden administration believes that. Nobody believes that the deal is going to block Iran's path to the bomb. Even Tony Blinken says it'll block the path to the bomb in the short run, but not in the long run. So there's only one reason to make this deal right now, and that is kick the can down the road, which is precisely what it does. Iran gets paid several hundred billion dollars to delay its nuclear program about 4 or 5 years. That's all this deal is. And with those hundreds of billions of dollars, the Iranians are not going to spend that money on schools and hospitals. They're going to spend it on terror and on missiles that are designed to destroy us. But for the Israeli perspective, this makes no sense at all. And you mentioned the summit meeting that we had 2 weeks ago with the four Arab foreign ministers, and Secretary Blinken showed up, and I have great high regard for him. I know him quite well. But it was kind of a bizarre thing of the Secretary of State of the United States coming to Israel to show solidarity with America's Middle East allies that America was going to betray with this agreement. You must admit, it was very strange. We have to prepare ourselves. And at the end of the day, we have these wonderful relationships with these Arab countries. But at the end of the day, Michael, Israel is going to have to defend itself.
Which does mean, we were talking before about the sort of undeclared war in Syria. Have you been hitting militia targets? But there appear to be some fairly sophisticated weapons that they're trying to install in Syria.
What they're trying to do is establish military presence there in order to drag into a war. But they're also trying to provide advanced missiles into the hands of Hezbollah. Hezbollah has between 130 and 150,000 rockets. Most of them are positioned underneath about 200 villages in southern Lebanon. And if war breaks out, our army is going to have to go village to village and house to house. But most of those rockets are what's called stand-up rockets. They go up in the air and they come down. And we have Iron Dome that can take out about 90% of them. What the Iranians are trying to do is put cruise missiles into the hands of Hezbollah. These are missiles that are guided by joysticks. And Israel will be hard-pressed to defend itself against those missiles. We have a system that we've developed with the United States called David Sling, which has not been proven in combat. And every interceptor costs about $1 billion. And the Iranians know this. So many of our military operations are designed to interdict that supply line of advanced weaponry from Iran into the hands of Hezbollah.
I appreciate the background. It's all tremendously important, and I would urge folks to not only keep an eye out for Swan's War, which is an upcoming novel, which apparently has nothing to do with the Middle East, and then all the most recent commentary and material from former Ambassador Michael Oren. And you can find that at michaelmedved.com. Coming back, there's a strong member of the MAGA team, someone who served in the Trump administration, has been a very big defender of President Trump, but who says he is troubled, very worried about a lot of the prominent people around Trump who have been pro-Putin and not at all showing the kind of support for Ukraine that Michael Oren was just talking about. We'll be speaking to Jeffrey Shapiro coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vine Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.